Oh my God, hello. And look who joined at the last minute. It's CrazyFi. Anyway, welcome to another Simple and Mo stream. I'm Pison. This is CrazyFi. And we do this stream twice a week, Monday and Thursday at 7 p.m. US Eastern. Okay, I can't fool you guys. It's not CrazyFi. It's a downgrade. Maybe an upgrade in my eyes. It's Alec, the Hot Topic manager of Simple ML. How are you doing, Alec? I can't hear you. He bomb. He sh chat. He shows up. He literally shows up with like he shows up 30 seconds late, and his mic's broken. Can you believe that? Anyway, interesting enough.
Did I fix it?
Yeah. Okay. Let me boost your audio before we get any further into this mess. Okay, say something.
How about now?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Chat, is he okay?
I was gonna make that joke that you said it's crazy fire. I was gonna as soon as you I was like, man, I forgot to change my name to like not crazy fire or something like that.
It's Crazy Fi Alucard. All right, thank you, thank you.
I'll take it.
So tonight, unfortunately, for the second time in the row, I've been betrayed on a Thursday for our seasonal guild
Just
leaderboard. But no, Crazy Five will be
creates a
back.
thing and then leaves it. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Leaves me with the keys. Now he'll be back next week. And we're just gonna press on. But Alec is kind enough to cover. I had cream cows last week, so shout out to him. I know he was here. He's still in Spain, everyone. He's still watching Sticky Vicky. Sexy magic shows demonetized, by the way. But now we have Alec, the rated the best Hot Topic manager in Simple ML last year of 2022. So it's great to have you on board. I know your guild's not particularly on the leaderboards,
Nah, but
but you're
that's neither
here.
here nor there.
You're here. You have some insight.
Two minutes in, we're already demonetized. The night's going good.
Hey, you know, I don't make. Yeah, okay. Anyway, let's go to chat real quick before it just gets even worse. We will have global chat on soon enough, probably after this the seasonal guild leaderboard segment. But we got Dagon here. We actually all the YouTube mods here forsaking me, thinking I wasn't going to ping this. But it's good that they realize if I'm missing something's not working. So thank you to all my YouTube mods,
Took them
Limits,
long enough to finally realize.
Dagon, Nallery, Ace. Well, Ace is not a YouTube mod, but Ace is a good friend. Silver Wolf is here. Good to see you, man. Caveman was here. We'll see you in the VOD, like I said. So, and who else we got? We have Alcoolim. You know, the many times I say this person's name, Alcool. I'll just call you Alcool. I think it's a cool
Oh,
nickname.
cool.
Here for some Couch Cat ASMR. You know, I dig that, dude. Whatever gets you listening. Deep Abby is here. Their actual stream is. Was that Jim Nathaniel? And they're here to show me what's up for today. I don't know who they are. Are they Beyblade? They're talking to Alucard. Alucard, are they Beyblade? Rysasimo is here from TPC. Good to see you. Fluffy, hold up.
Wow.
Why is Fluffy? You quit without saying anything, dude.
I
And
haven't
you
talked to
show
Fluffy
up
in forever.
in a stream chat randomly. How do we not? Look, this is proof right here.
Yeah.
We'll get more into that later, hopefully. And yes, Alucard's here. What's up, Alucard? Let it rip, dude. Freaking Beyblade on point. Amelia's here. Rain Factory. You know, sad to see most beloved to fall into biggest harassers. So we'll see here. We'll see here how they're going on.
Yeah, you were in their guild bio and everything, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I don't know if I'm still there after my jokes. And Sarah wants to kill me, apparently. James is here. Shout out to James. And dude, there's a lot of people here. And yeah, Fluffy is still here talking. Miuri is here.
Don't. These people just week over week, just. Why do you people show up here again?
How
No.
cool. I do notice you, dude. I said your name. I'm a lot of messages behind. Mishap is back. Welcome back, Mishap.
Yes, chat. Disclaimer, if you're new, it takes Pison a minute to get to chat, so give him a second.
Yeah, I'm on Tim. I'm at Tim. What's up? Where sausages go? WSG, of course. Ven is here. Good to see Ven popping back in. Sometimes you're here, sometimes you're not. I don't know. KRU is here. Welcome back. We have Tom here. And he likes trains. Good on you, Tom. Trains are cool. Asmir's here. Shout out to Prostor. I know you guys are dying to see what's going on. I know. Okay, Sarek is here. Sup, losers. Dude, that fits. That fits right in. Amelia, you're not getting your mug. We have 3 months of this seasonal guild leaderboard. You'll probably quit by then. I know I would. And we're... Okay, I'm caught up, everyone. Chat, hold on. Let's... I caught up.
It's deserved.
Thank you for clapping, everyone. Especially you, Alucard. I know you're clapping for me. They're probably not copying. it's good to see you back, Fluffy. Shit, dude. Way to say goodbye. You know, I will say this. Simple MMO is not... It's just like any other MMO I've played where you think you're best friends with someone and then they'll still quit and not tell you why. So, it's pretty good. That's my favorite part about Simple MMO. And Alucard is clapping. And so is Rice Asima. Thank you.
It's funny you say that because we had a staff or whatever you want to call it of Elysium do that. They just kind of like poof.
And they were like your top dogs?
Basically. Yeah. Like... They were honestly kind of the reason we were constantly raiding at that point. They were helping us supply PowerPoints and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And they were just gone. And it's not even because of that or anything. It was just like, or that I'm wondering where they were gone. It's just the fact that, like you just said, they were gone. I think deleted their account and everything. Like, went that extra step.
Damn, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, whoever you were.
I know, right?
I know. Everyone, pour out some water for the homies that have quit on you and not said anything. Fluffy is back, apparently, but just here. Okay, all right, so tonight we're going to be discussing the second report of the Seasonal Guild leaderboards that we're tracking through Yomu's tool. It's provided by Yomu for CouchCat. So again, shout out to Yomu and his Simple MMO Hub. If you play this game avidly and you have never used his tool or his hub in general, check it out. We have a link down in the description. It's free to use. It makes playing the game better. And if you are an avid player, consider the 3 different Patreon tiers that are available to support Yomu and his endeavors. Every month, I think either once or twice a month, we are doing giveaways for time in the game for Patreon levels. So if that interests you, you have to have at least 10 hours of playtime in his tool. So open that thing and just let it, you know, go AFK. You know what I mean?
That's it. Honestly is. It's the best way to play the game. It's probably, at least this year, I think I've played, especially, Simple off of his hub. And like, if you like, customizability, Paizen mentioned the, tiers, with Patreon, I think you get like this, what is it? What's the word? Like banner around your name. Yeah. So you get like a Patreon.
You get some aesthetics. You get some.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Some additional trackers, stuff like that.
But it honestly is the best way to play the game. Keybinds and everything. It's so customizable and it runs like so fluid.
Yeah, if you wanna imagine playing World of Warcraft again. anyway. Alec, how are you tonight?
Not too bad. I'm excited for stream. I'm excited to see actually how it's going with Yomu's app. It looks like a lot more laid out. I like how it's presented. That's what I mean. But good. Hopefully getting into... you ever play... My friend showed me this puzzle game. It Takes Two.
It was like one of the... I think it won Game of the Year last year.
Yeah, that's what it was. So I'm going to get into that this evening with my friend. He showed me. I'm a little late to the party on it, but it's fun. So,
okay. Sick. I'm good. Thanks for asking. I'm wearing one of my favorite gym shirts. I have my CouchCat hat on. I've been abandoned by my co-host again.
Yeah, you know, life's going good.
Yeah, things are just going amazing.
Dagen asked a question. I guess I'll ask you. Sure. Do you have a top game right now? Is it still Modern Warfare 2?
So that is for the homies. I bought X-Pass for a month and Battlefield 2042 is better than Call of Duty. I'll just say I've always been a Battlefield fan. I've always liked the chaos. I hate EA though. So it's like, and I hate Activision. I guess it's like, who cares? Yeah. Right. But,
the new app is terrible.
Yeah. So, I find more enjoyment with large scale, but my game right now, my favorite game just came out. Age of Wonders 4. I have never played an Age of Wonders game. It's a 4X strategy game. with turn-based combat, and it's mm-hmm. amazing. Check it out if you love strategy games and you love building your race and lore up. And it's like a Stargate, and like you go into different realms, quote unquote, but they're maps. Mm-hmm. So like a civilization, like a Civ 6 map, and then you do your thing. It's awesome.
That's cool. Playing a lot of Age of Empires, but that sounds like more complex and more to it, like you said, kind of like Stargate and whatnot. I'm definitely gonna check that out.
Yeah, it's a 4X. It's awesome. If you're playing Civ right now, drop it and go play Age of Wonders. All right, so this is the segment, and look, guys, watch this. You can tell we're about to get serious here because now we have the castle behind us. So I'm splitting of what I've been doing, and I'll continue to do. This segment, we'll go over the seasonal guild leaderboard of total EXP thus far over the last 7 days. And of course, from the beginning of the new season, which is now in game, I'll splice this into its own YouTube video. So if you're a guild leader, guild officer, whatever, make sure to hook us up, but link this video to your guildies to see what they're you know, sweating and spilling blood for. And then also what's new this go around, I am doing blog posts that capture the current 7 days that we're going over, so you can always refer back to it. Instead of like waiting till the last minute to vote for the community voting, and I just kind of like dumped a giant blog post on you. So this should be better. Yeah, and all those links will be provided in our Discord server, which is down below. And then also you can see it in Simple Mo, the media channel, and just on our website, couchguypod.com. All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and show this. I feel weird. Let me get up here. Okay. I feel like the guest should be below, you know? So this is on, yeah. Okay, so it's total EXP. When you click this, it changes. It doesn't mean, so when you click this, it's actually earned. Now it's total. And we can go over earned too to see how much people are grinding within the last 7 days. I'm just glad it's working. Because this was downed, right? Or downed. This was downed like in Call of Duty. This was down for a couple days. So, or a long time. But anyway, again, here's the snapshot. Here's the last 7 days provided by Yomu. This is where we're tracking the top 25 guilds for the spring 2023 season of Simple MMO Seasonal Guild Leaderboards. And we're just gonna hop into it, okay? I'm going to have to mess with the zoom here. And for Celestial tier, so out of the top 25, we break them down 5 per different tiers. Thank you, Alec. And for the first tier that we go over, which is the top 5 out of the 25 we're tracking, is Celestial. And no surprise here, Beyblade and the Forest hold number 1 and 2. The EXP gap is it's narrowing down here, as you can see, 48 to 44. I'm sure Babel isn't worried about it, but it's good to see that there could potentially be some tug of war here. Of course, this is all dependent on wars and riding the event waves that we're, I don't know if we're even going to experience any events for this season specifically in spring 2023, but we'll have to watch closely for these two. Moving on to number 3, we have Wolfblood holding the number 3 spot. Down with 33 mil EXP, almost 34 mil. It's a giant gap from 4 and 5. So Wolfblood's sitting pretty. Give me some woof. You know what I mean? That's what they do. I swear that's what they do. Days told me. and number 4, we have Rain Factory, which was a little baby guild back in the day, back in last season when we were presenting our own leaderboards before they were integrated into the game. And they're holding strong. Golden Arrows is right behind them. So kudos to Rain Factory for holding number 4 for the second week. I don't know how long they'll remain in Celestial, but I will say this. It won't be easy for them. Not at all. But if they continue doing what they're doing and they're as aggressive as they say in my DMs, they'll hold number 4 for quite a bit. And of course, as I just mentioned, number 5, we have Golden Arrows with 10 mil EXP. Probably after the first month within this seasonal guild leaderboard, the total EXP is just going to be insane, especially for 1 and 2. But we like to watch the bottom of each tier to see what the obstacle is for the guys below in the next tier. But pretty solid gains here. And here, I'll show you just real quick. We'll go into earned. This is how much EXP was earned in the last 7 days for these specific guilds. So we have 18 mil by Babel, which is insane. Owlcool, you better watch yourself. I can't say anything. Anyway, 18 mil with force with 15 mil, but then rain, you know, Wolfblood, excuse me, 12 mil EXP. That's insane. Those top three guilds. Of course, 6 mil, 4 mil, that's nothing to scratch your head out either. All right. Alec, before we move on, do you have anything or observations for Celestial tier?
It's crazy to see the gap, like, for instance, between 3 and 4, third and fourth place. It's basically double rain factor. Well, it is. It's a little bit more than double rain factors. EXP. Was Wolfblood anywhere near this last season?
At the very end, I couldn't tell you.
I don't remember.
They were number three. They pushed.
I'm just saying they kind of snuck out of nowhere. But good for them. It's crazy. I mean, if they can work their way up, hopefully someone can take Forest for second place. That would be interesting.
That would be super interesting. That'd be an alternate reality for us.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's not far off, 10, 11 mil. I mean, I feel like isn't too much of a stretch for them. They have, I feel like they've been more active PvPing. They have, who's the new person I saw join them? Silver Wolf, I think it was, joined.
There's like two Silver Wolves in that guild.
Yeah, the
latest is Silver Wolf, yeah.
Yeah, the latest one. Because they're like level 60,000, I think, already out of nowhere. So,
yeah. Suspicious. Are you on roids?
Yeah. Well, actually, if you look on their profile, I gave them a little bit of a hard time at first. And they changed their motto because of it. And I was excited. But, anyways.
It's funny. We'll have to check it out.
It's crazy. So, hopefully they take over for us. That would be nice to see somebody else in second place. Or, heck, even first place. I mean, take over Babel. If you guys can do it, I'd love to see it. Dude, want it to happen.
That's like Alucard, your guild has the target. on its forehead.
I know they do.
Yep. And Dagon says Silver Wolf and Chubby Ninja have been carrying Wolf Blood hard.
Yeah, that's who it was. CB, however you say that. Yeah.
Yeah, Chubby Ninja. Silver Wolf says I'm Alex's favorite wallet warrior. Dude, if we make that into a shirt, who would buy that? Would anyone buy Wallet Warrior?
What did I put on his profile? I think I was like, oh boy, another wallet warrior or something.
I think that's good. All right, let's move on while you're looking that up. So, hold on. I just kind of like
gave it away.
Yeah. Okay. This is better.
That's okay.
It's fine. No
I'm,
one.
You
no one
pronounced
surprised.
It earlier, didn't you? I'm excited for you to pronounce
you
the guild name.
You literally
name.
Can't do this right. All right. Anyway, so this is legendary position. And these are the 6th through 10th spot in the top 25 that we're tracking that I didn't just like ruin with my Zoom. This is professional here. And so for number 6, this is... Okay, chat. This might be the biggest surprise after Rain Factory being Celestial for week 1. But Knights Husayi gained a position. But I'm pretty sure it's by barely and because Heaven and Hell dropped off. But look at this. I'm still calling them a dead guild, but like, what is going on with these legacy guilds on this board that just don't seem to just flop? Why are they still hanging out? Anyway, number 7, we have Heaven and Hell. And you know, actually one thing to take note for Yi, the guild EXP at 9, almost 10 mil, it's actually really close to Golden Arrows. So what the fuck? Anyway, moving on to one of my favorite guilds ever in this seasonal guild war, it's Prostor. With 7 mil holding steady, they neither lost a position or gained a position, but 7 mil total, not bad so far at number 8. Number 9, we have Murder of the Universe. They have woken up. Who told them? Who told them to wake up? Because now they have grown 2 spots over the last 7 days at 7.6 mil. That's scary shit. Again, I made the mistake of calling them dead last season, like within the second week, and they were hanging out. Same with Gorilla Wizards. So right below them at number 10 with 6 mil earned, they lost the spot because Murder claimed, obviously. And yeah, number 10 sitting with 6 mil. Gorilla Wizards, are they dead? I don't think so. I think Amberjack is holding on. They have XBuy, of course. They're like, you know, funding the war effort. Will they maintain Legendary though if they continue to drop? I don't know. I'm not sure. And I think after we go over this, I'll hit the total EXP earned to see if people are actually still alive. Because I can't remember the totals from last week. But yeah, Alec, anything you want to say for the 6th through 10th positions here?
No, I mean, like you said, I'm surprised that Murder jumped 2 spaces. How did you pronounce the Russian guild again?
Prostor.
Okay. That's just interesting to me to see the kind of...
They have told us multiple times that's Prostor. So
interesting. But yeah, I mean, keep it up. I'm Murder will probably go back to sleep. I think they'll, if anything, this is probably the highest they'll go, Murder, that is. But everybody else, I think, has a chance. I'm just surprised the Russian guild of Prostor, I should say, isn't higher. They were killing it at first, so I think it'll change.
I think it's just it's going to be with the guild shifting in and out of Legendary.
Yeah. Yeah, because Knight to Seiyi is what, not even a million off of Golden Arrows, I think. So they're definitely saying Yi over there.
Yep, and we have fresh information coming in for Gorilla Wizards here, and Alcool says Amberjack is 99% of our entire power and progression, just casually drops in from time to time and drops a sickening amount of PKs. Alright, so Gorilla Wizards is fucked. Alright, we're moving on. Moving on to Epic, the 11th through 15th spot. Let's see the zoom. Okay, pretty good. At number 11, dropping a spot out of Legendary is still friendly out of the 50 friendly guilds that exist right now with 5.8 mil EXP. Which one's going to make it this time? Which friendly will stick around long enough? You know, we say this, but then all the friendlies end up holding on to some type of tier anyway. So it's very interesting. It's just really interesting with these guilds. But my money is all on friendly too. That's the one Sunny is leading, I believe. But she was co-leading or helping managing both guilds at one point. Next, number 12, a guild I have my eyes on because they have one of the coolest freaking names on the leaderboard right now. And it's Radiant Dawn at 3 mil EXP, 3 spots climbed from... Or they climbed 3 spots, excuse me, from over the last 7 days and from progress point number 1, progress report, excuse me, not point. And that's amazing progress, especially for Epic, especially for the tier where most of the PvP and the most active PvE guilds are like vying for a spot before Legendary. Awesome work, Radiant. Shine your light on us or something. What do you think their motto is, chat, Alec?
What do you
think?
They probably just run around sticking that sword. You see that sword there? They just stick that in everybody's face.
That's probably not it at all. It's probably like, since they're ex-rain factory, they're probably like, we're the sun after the rainstorm. That's what they do. They have that tattooed on their neck.
On their neck? Which side?
Yeah. Right side? Does it matter? Alec, you weren't here, but I know you don't watch the VODs because you don't support us like you used to. I made a claim that Radiant Dawn reminded me of Radiata Stories.
Yeah, it does kind of sound like Radiata Stories.
You see how he didn't, you know, deny that he doesn't. Anyway, moving on.
I can see it. Sword
at number 13, we have TPC, our homies, the Peaceful Crusade led by King. Cream Cows, excuse me, he changed his name officially. Go leave it on his profile. He'll definitely appreciate that. But Cream Cows is leading the TPC to number 13. They dropped a spot. Radiant fucking slapped him. And it's unfortunate because Cream Cows is in Spain right now watching sexy magic shows instead of leading his guild. So Sentinel, Rysasima, Hot Dog, and a couple others. I mean, Loch Ness for one. You have your hands full here. Let's hope they climb back next week. But till now, they're probably going to be hiding. Yeah, they're probably going to be hiding. Number 14, we have Friendly 2, which I believe is the one that Sunny or Crash, however you know her, actually leads at 2 mil, and they climbed 3 spots. They climbed up into Epic, so that's great to see. 2.7 mil. The EXP difference from 12 to 15 isn't that significant. So Epic might be a revolving door right now within the earlier weeks of the season. And then number 15 to top us off, Reign of Terror, another Reign guild. And I'm pretty sure this is the Crimson Offensive. If you go to their profile, cause I was like, whoa, hold up. They dropped. They didn't like come out of nowhere. If you go to their profile, it says, we are the PvP branch of the Crimson Tower. We are currently looking for higher level players with PvP interest. So I'm thinking they did a bait and switch so they wouldn't lose the EXP maybe, and they just changed the guild name, and then they made a Crimson Tower that has no EXP. I'm not sure what's going on, but if anyone in chat can confirm this, help me. I don't know them. Help. Because I don't see Panda. I don't see Panda in here anymore. It's led by a skill issue, Rainmore. What is with the Rain? Why is everyone trying to rip the Rain names?
Is skill issue? Is this Oh, this is it's Dev.
It's who?
Dev Chaos. Seinfeld. I can't think of what else he used to go by. Yeah, this is the PvP branch of Crimson Tower.
But they didn't shoot up, right? So it's a merger? What's happened?
Huh.
Okay, never mind. I don't know what's going on. Okay, we're gonna find out. I'm gonna send them a message, I think, if I remember.
I will clear up. So Crashed is the leader of Still Friendly.
Ooh.
Not Friendly 2.
You hate to see it. Ooh.
Friendly 2 is Bedesi? I'm probably butchering that.
good enough shot, dude. I'm glad you looked it up. Shooting up, times are tougher. Alcohol. Yeah, we're not talking about heroin, dude. Okay, remove demonetized. All right, we're moving on to the elite
tier.
For
the second time.
Yeah, the 16th through 20th spot here. And we have Solid Step leading the pack down below with 2.1 mil EXP. Shout out to Solid Step. Climbing 3 positions, good on them. Number 17, we have Deadly Cute at 2 mil, growing 1 position. But word on the street is that Deadly Cute, this is from Crazy Fi, who was told by Aged, dude, I cannot listen to Ace say Aged's name. He screws me up. But apparently, Deadly Cute is no more. Maybe. They've disbanded and have merged with Merry Men of Simple Memo, which will explain something in the next slide. But yeah, okay, confirmed. Deep Abbey, I still know who the fuck you are, says they are Merry Men now. Ha 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 ha. Dinosaur emojis. Holy shit, dude. I love your energy. Your energy. All right. Anyway, so Deadly Cute, just gonna be a floating body. It's gonna be a body that people are gonna have to step over. Number 18, we have the Titans, not even in the same bracket as TPC. You hate to see it. They were literally toe-and-toe with TPC for almost the entire season, last season in Couch Cat's iteration of the seasonal guild leaderboards, and now they have fallen 4 freaking positions. Holy shit, what's going on? Do we have anyone with the inside scoop at the Titans? Because this is wild. That's a big drop. Number 19, we have Fairytale holding on. Good for Zach, by the way. Shout out to Zach. 4 positions at 1.7 mil EXP. Not a bad freaking climb for them. And then Dusk, the oldie guild. Not too old, but it's old enough. And they took a break and now they're back. And now they fell 4 positions. So maybe it's not working out for them. Maybe it's not working out for them. There was like literally 6 players. When we reviewed their warrior roster or some shit. But hopefully they're not dead already. Yeah, you know, right at the gate. If you are dead, Alucard's here to scoop you up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they take anybody.
Yeah, they'll hey, welcome to Babel 2, brother. Alucard says true. Matisse
says...
Yeah,
by next year it'll be Babel 4 or something.
Matisse says a bunch of top steppers moved away from the Titans. Oh, shit. Alucard, did you take them? You know what, Alec, do you have any...
Too bad, Balin.
I almost forgot you're here. Do you have any comments for 16 through 20 spot?
Solid Step has the coolest icon. This should all about be about who has the coolest icon. Who cares about, like, actually playing the game? Like, pressing a button's too much work.
That's got... You know, that'll be a new voting category for the Community Awards after...
It should.
...spring. Well, who should. Has the best icon? Is that all you fucking... is that it?
No, but other than that, that's crazy that Dusk and Titans dropped that. Is that the biggest move that we...
That's, yeah, it's yeah, the biggest drop the biggest we've seen so yeah. far.
Wow. So, hopefully, that's too bad, because Balin's got a lot going on over in Titans, so hopefully the Titans can pick it back up. I don't know Dusk personally too well, so, yeah. I mean, hopefully you do good over there, but yeah, that's crazy. They both went down four spots.
Admiral says Fionn was in the Titans. To compound on that statement that Law's top steppers left.
Oh, and Fionn, wow. Fionn's not...
Fionn was the heart and soul of Titans.
Wow. That's too bad.
Where's Fionn now? BA? Beyblade? Where'd they go? Alcohol? Oh, no, I don't want to read that. Ben says, Fashion Eagles endgame. So true, Ben. I'm glad you're
able to... Yeah, BA.
Ben, you are more of an analyst than Alec is. You need to come on. yeah okay, so Fionn is in Betty Blade. All right, see, Alucard, dude, what did you offer Fionn? Like riches and just glory. I wouldn't join for that. I would join if you had like a ramen bar, like an unlimited ramen bar. Maybe I would join Betty Blade then. You wouldn't have me anyway. All right, so we're in the rare tier, the final five out of the 25 we cover here. And wow, we boys and girls, we have some, it almost looks like just doppelgangers in this freaking tier. But at 21, we have the Cheese Cult holding it down at the bottom of the barrel with 1.7 mil EXP. They gained a position, so good for them. We thought they were dead because in week one, they were falling. It's interesting. But you know what? Good for them. And then number 22, we have Friendly dropping two positions at 1.7 mil. So here's one of the friendlies, of course. We have three on here right now. Interesting enough, number 23 and 24 could be the exact same guild. You would fool me. All right. So we have Ornate Greenhouse at 1.5 mil. They have dropped two positions. I think the ones you see dropping right now are on their way of dropping just out. Just getting bumped out by the more active guilds. Greenhouse is the PvP version, and Ornate Garden is the PvE version. They have a cool icon, the scythe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the scythe is cool.
Yeah, but yeah, their Greenhouse is probably on its way out. Ornate Garden is on its way up with one position, and then at number 25, the newest addition to the seasonal guild leaderboard that isn't a name change, the Merry Men of Simple Memo. What a freaking name. At 9 mil EXP. Almost a mil. I mean, did I say 9 mil? Can you fucking imagine? How are you in rare tier? 900, almost 1 mil EXP or damn. I caught myself there. That would have been a little embarrassing. Tom says, imagine being in Babel for friendship and love. Is that what Alucard said? Is that what you offered? Dude, fuck off, Alucard. You liar. so funny. But yeah, so Rare it's about to get a facelift, everyone. They're not going to be here for much longer. You know? Anyway, Alec, what do you have to say about Rare Tear? About these guilds? Do you have any hopes? Do you even know who they are? I know Elysium was a rare tier guild at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So this might be hard to look at, but can you shine a little bit inside what's going on?
Yeah, it's like you said, we've got two of the ornate guilds. I think you said it right. Yeah, I think Garden is the one that's we'll see come on the come up, because the co-leader or the leader and the co-leader, like that originally formed those guilds, are in Garden now, so I'm assuming, assuming we'll see them come up. Okay. But yeah, Merry Men took over, what was it, Marchamond, I think, was on the tail end, so
yeah.
I think they'll at least make it to Elite. They probably want to kind of show themselves, you know, coming from Deadly. So they'll be interesting to kind of keep an eye on. But I think the biggest contender is probably still going to be Cheese Colt. It seems like they want to keep their presence known. I think they'll beat out Fairy Tail for sure.
Oh, really? Fairy Tail?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they climb four. I don't know. Zach is pretty. I'm not saying he's hardcore, but he's pretty consistent.
Dedicated. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Fairy Tail will get knocked out of the seasonal guild leaderboard unless there's like a new celebrity guild throughout the 3 months. But to say Cheese Cold knocks them, at least, you know, passes them.
Yeah, at least passes them.
I'll be here to see it. Yeah, let's remember that.
I'd say they at least pass them.
That's a good take. Deep Abbey is the leader of the Merry Men. Okay, that makes sense now.
Okay.
That makes sense where your energy is coming from, Abby. We absorb Deadly. We still become number one. There are no contenders. All the way from the 25th spot.
Wow.
Miuri says, we just 2 days PvP, so we will be up for sure. Okay. Miuri, what guild are you in again? You're in Cheese Colt. Yeah,
Miuri's in Cheese. Okay, yeah, I thought so. Yeah, let's go.
Mallory says, even if Cheese is left alone, it will eventually make its presence known. All right, Mallory making fucking haikus in the fucking chat. All right, so that is the top 25. Can we get this in one zoom? We're almost there. Look at that.
Deep Abby's calling Alu out. That's right, Alu, watch out. Okay.
Yeah, well, we'll see it, brother. Alucard is going to lose sleep over that one. We'd love to see the competition. Rare guilds, if you're going to survive rare tier, you're going to need that fire. So congrats to you, Deep. We're watching you. But that will conclude this portion for the YouTube video for the second report of spring 2023 of the Simple Mode spring or seasonal guild leaderboard. But for everyone else that's hanging out, we're going to talk more. So let's get into this earned EXP again. So we saw Celestial, right? And I just want to confirm if people are like dead or not, right? So we see here that there's still EXP earned to an extent, right? So now everyone's dead, but I mean, geez Louise, you know? There's some bad numbers up here. Deadly Cute, right before the merger, all that EXP wasted. But then look at Titan. Not even half a million EXP, and they're usually well above this. Especially at the tail end of the first season. And Dusk, what happened, Dusk? That's very interesting. What happened to him? This EXP is sad. This right here, this third row right here, this is sad as shit. Not even a mil, but you know what? I have never earned a mil EXP, so good job anyway. All right, we're gonna close this, and I want to do some takes. I'm gonna open. Let me close. I'll leave it open for me because I can't remember anything. But we will open global chat. So if you want to say hi to global chat, you know, we'll say hi to global chat. Okay. But I want to get some takes from everyone, especially with the guild leaders in chat here. Watch this. There you go. Using Yoma's tool. For week three. Does Force... Alucard, if you're still here. Is Force moving right behind you? What's going on in week three? Will Force touch number one? Nav came back to Babel.
Oh, shit. Nav was in Dusk.
I wonder if Force will touch number one. Alucard says we were 4 mil behind them and then caught up. So in between this, no shit. That's tough. That's neck and neck. But then it's going to come down to... who's gonna have the stamina, right? Or the strategy with the wars. Wow. There's Jim with the freaking dinosaur. He's a dinosaur. Wow, thanks everyone. Chat dies, really? No, no one got chat diamonds from that. That's unfortunate. But yeah, I think number one or two interchangeable. It's gonna be interesting to see from this point on. Yeah, Alucard says it's just longevity, essentially. Yeah, for sure. And then Wolfblood, I think for number three, Wolfblood remain. Amelia, is there anything cooking for Rain Factory? Is there any big wars ending for you? Are you going to get EXP pop? Anything at all, let me know. And then Ace, are you still here, dude? Anyone from Golden Arrows? Tuna? All four of you? The four guild members of Golden Arrows? Will you hold on? Alec, will they hold on to number five? Between Golden Arrows and Yi pushing for number six? You muted yourself again.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Sorry. They're fighting against Yi and Golden Arrow. So, I don't know. That's going to be tough. I think Golden Arrow is going to keep him at bay.
Yeah, Ace says not pushing us out. Amelia from Rain Factory says we've got a few wars due to end.
Oh, okay. That'll make a big difference then, depending on who the wars are with.
Yeah, Amelia says that Golden Arrow is secretly waiting for the final month and going to jump up on that.
Yeah, it's going to be... That is... Yeah, who'd you say said that? That's going to be interesting. What kind of the discussion, I feel like, went on in your guys' Discord. It's going to be interesting at the end of the season when everybody's got their XP built up and with, like, the big guilds go at it, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who the big guilds are outside of. Because I'll even say this. I'll say Wolfblood is a big guild now.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
How long they've held on to number three between the two seasons. So between Babel, Forest, and Wolfblood, I wonder who the big guilds will be considered by the end of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wolfblood's definitely going to stay a contender for a while now. If you're still in here, Silverwolf, you're definitely helping them progress. And I think one of my old co-leaders, Manny, is still in Wolfblood. So shout out to Manny as well.
Sweet. When are you joining?
Wolf. Probably like a week or two. We'll see how.
Do you want to talk about that real quick before we go over some more guessing?
What about how Elysium's not on the air?
What's the current state of Elysium?
So I'll give you this. I'll give you a little sneak peek. I'll announce it now. I don't know when, because our co-leader that has focused on a big part of it is... can't play simple for a little while. I feel silly saying it this way, but he's grounded. we were
Elysium co-leader grounded.
We're rebranding.
No shit.
So yeah, we're gonna change things up a little bit. We have like a whole. By we, I mean my co-leader. He's done. It's really impressive, like what he's done and everything. Because we have lore behind Elysium now and like a whole story and everything. But we're gonna do a rebrand. So hopefully, like within the next couple weeks, we might kind of do a what's the
showcase?
What was it?
Announcement.
Reign of Terror. Name change, kind of change it up and everything. Yeah,
like
Pisons
Legion?
Like a whole rebrand. Yeah, Pisons Legion, exactly. for a minute there, I was thinking about rebranding it to Hot Topic and going that way, but
Dude,
we were debating because people like across the pond and everything, the joke might not make sense to people because it's kind of more of a States thing.
Yeah, true.
It's still, I'm still thinking of it just because it's hilarious. But yeah, I think we're going to rebrand it into something a little bit different and keep like a story behind it and everything, see if we can get more, because we're just mainly looking for more people. As much as we'd like to take everything seriously, we're just looking for numbers at this point.
Okay. I mean, you got to start somewhere if you're going to redo.
Yeah.
Re-life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because that's, I feel like we started off strong, because it was about this time last year that we made our presence known, and we're kind of like due for a change. Maybe Hot Topic.
I remember seeing the Elysium tag all over the place. Now I see it.
I mean, I feel like we did pretty well for coming out of nowhere. We kind of shot up really fast, the leaderboards and everything, and we kind of plateaued. So hopefully we're going to change that.
And Dyer, I see you, dude. Guardian Dyer. Woof.
King Cows, thanks. I like it. Very warm topic.
Amelia says, by the end of the season, Rain Factory will be clinging to top five out of stubbornness, and everyone else will just be chilling with popcorn watching the big guild battle it out. And that her hair will turn white by the end of it.
Those are some big words.
Fluffy says, hot tea. What the heck, dude? No wolf blood in global is going to give me a wolf?
Wow.
Are you freaking kidding me? I'm going to open a guild called MySpace. I would probably join that. There we go.
You got to find Tom.
Gorilla Wizards coming in with a wolf when they're not even wolf blood, dude. What? Jimmy? Okay. Global chat, shots fired by end of season. I will eat Alucard whole. Very interesting take. I hope you like samosas. Silver Wolf with a meow, thank you. Wow, amazing. At least Dyer did it. King Cow's Great Minds. Oh, you guys are talking about copyright. Great. I hope you like dust. Is this Alucard? Alucard's just a pile of dust, dude. He's like a Alucard, you're like an urn. You're just an urn and Babel passes you around. From all the energy spent in this game.
They don't sniff copium, they sniff Alu's ashes.
King Cows, why don't you ever ask me to bark on stream? Why the fuck would I want you to bark on stream, Cream Cows? The fuck? Okay, so back on topic. I'm really interested to see rare change. The ornate, one of the ornates has to leave, right? It's not, they're both not going to do, they're not going to make it. And cheese will probably push into epic, which means dusk will continue to fall, or elite, excuse me, dusk will fall. Yeah, we're saying goodbye to some guilds next week, if not already. Deadly, we know for sure, is just going to be okay. Alec died. We know for sure Deadly is on its way out. So why do you keep dying, Alec?
I don't know. Did that? Is that?
I don't know. Alcool says, Pizen, when can I be a guest on stream? I don't know if I trust you. I've never VC'd with you in my life.
Yeah, you can't have a laptop mic.
Yeah, you can't have a laptop mic, Alucard. But it was resolved, so it's fine. It's fine. It's a joke.
King Cows, next stream, you can meow. Just whenever you're talked to, just meow.
I'm not going to ask him to come back if that's like on the table. Is it make cow noises?
I would be here for that. That would probably be the most popular stream. You just cow noises.
Alucard, wow. Well, can I be a guest in your house, Pizen?
Yeah, what's for dinner?
I mean, I guess you could. I'll do anything. We all know this. I already ate dinner. You know what? Anytime, King Cows. Anytime. Just don't kill me in my sleep. Caveman, welcome back. You missed Caveman, what guild are you in right now? You've missed some news. You've missed some sad news. Oh my god, dude. Is he gonna keep... Like, every time you disconnect...
I think my internet is just, like, having a seizure, so I apologize.
Every time you disconnect, you're like... It goes, Hot Topic Manager joined. Hot Topic Manager joined. Hot Topic Manager joined. You motherfucker!
Why does it... I apologize for Spectrum being stupid.
It's whatever. Caveman is in Rain Man. Oh, Caveman is Rain Man. So he's in Rain Factory. Mm. Can only help. There's like 5 Rain Guilds now. The Hot Topic chain is coming for him. Dude, so true, Ben. Dude, you just jinxed him, Ben. Do you wanna just try rejoining with the link?
Yes, that's what I was just about to do.
So while he's doing that, I will leak something for everyone who's here. So last stream, someone randomly was here and was like, when are we doing guild shirts? Well, guess what? Something's happening. That's leak. That's all I could do. That's all I can say. That's happening. Oh, and Rain Factory recruitment blog, the guild advertisement blog is going live this weekend. So, Amelia, you'll have your finished product here soon enough. Hot Topic Manager joined just in time. Yes, Ace. Fluffy, while you're here, how have you been, dude? Oh, cool. Yeah, how much merch do I need to buy to get... You know, Alec does not even buy our merch. So, I guess zero.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Alec, one of our first friends, just doesn't get us tattooed on him. Doesn't buy our merch. Doesn't like the VODs. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
If this video gets 10,000 likes, I'll get a couch cat tattoo on my neck.
I hate you! I hate you. Caveman says, RF doesn't need advertisement. They're doing great. Yeah, well, they asked me for a guild advertisement blog. So, Caveman, this is why you're not in leadership and Amelia is. You know what I mean? Ben says, Hot Topic keeps DCing him due to Ed Sheeran not playing.
I was just reading that.
I fucking hate that guy.
Oh, I hate Ed Sheeran.
Zero deal. Please let me know when you'd like me to join. How about you just join voice chat in our server first before I know.
Make sure you have a really good mic, and then when he invites you on stream, just have like a really crappy mic
and have no takes whatsoever.
Yeah,
and quit your guild so there's nothing to talk about.
Yep.
Because if you're not a RuneScape GF or if you're not a guild leader of a very powerful guild, there's almost nothing to talk about in this game.
Yeah, then no one cares.
Yeah. Like, you could be, like, one of the first 100 players, but if you're not, like, if you weren't pretending to be a girl this whole time, like, no one cares. To be fair, Pison was sad we hadn't asked sooner. That's true, Amelia. You suck. You suck because you didn't ask me first. Cream Cow says, Pison missing the best item in global chat. Let me see. Oh, is this what James got you? Shout out to James. Gold naked man on a podium. How's that allowed? Once hoisted by the great Casey during his graceful acceptance of the best PvE Guild Award, it is now thought to be gathering dust in the basements of TPC. Or, new lore, Cream Cow sold it in Spain to afford his hotel. Or maybe he paid a little too much for Sticky Vicky. I will never forget that name. Melia says the ad better be bomb to heal my wounds. It's going to look like every other ad. The only thing that is customizable is me making you a sick-ass thumbnail. So. Alucar says, Pison looking for a simple mode GF. No, they're just fun to come on stream and be like, hey guys, it's Ken. Like, that's my favorite part. Or like Cutie, hey guys, my dad. I love Cutie. Fluffy, you know what, Sarah? I thought Sarah was a dude too. I'm sure Sarah's a dude. They're very aggressive. Fluffy says, been good, been good. I still I'm still, oh, I still keep and proof all my pillows, but other than that, just enjoying life. Fluffy, I hate to tell you this, it's Ubi. It's Ubi who you should be afraid of.
Yeah, Ubi poops on people's pillows.
Yeah, so. He shits in people's. Oh, by the way, since everyone's still here, coffee stream this Saturday at 8:30 a.m. U.S. Eastern Standard Time. It's already scheduled in YouTube, so it'll tell you in your specific time zone when that is. But yeah, coffee stream with Ubi, the first one in months. I thought Ubi quit. He's back. We have a lot to catch up on, and we'll find out if he still likes this game. I guess. I don't know what we're talking about. So here's some behind the scenes, okay? The coffee streams are very chaotic. I never know what Ubi wants to talk about, and I don't press him to talk about anything. So who fucking knows? I'm still waiting for Yomu to come on to a coffee stream again, but you know, Yomu is just fucking, he's so busy. He's ashes busy. Like Alucard, I guess. Ben says, I have vast knowledge of Simple Mill from 2018 forward. Well, then you can come on. You gotta come to our Discord server and hang out with us so we can vet you. You know what I mean?
You can come on and talk about the leaves.
Yeah. Because I didn't vet Twisted, and that follows me to this day. Alcool says, mouthpiece completely in my mouth, spewing statistics and insights have absolutely no relevance to Simple Mill. Yeah, can we talk about the impending recession and financial stats and how much Tesla should I sell? Ben says, an ancient relic from the past. Fluffy says, if Kibbs is nowhere near, then Ubi won't come near, but I still keep an eye open at night.
Yeah, King Cow's one eye open.
King, who says that's my eye? King Cow says, no one forgets Sticky Vicky. It'll send you pics if you want. Did I just demonetize this for the third time?
At least third time.
Yeah. If not my comment, just saying Sticky Vicky.
Yeah, that's true. Fourth time at least. There you go.
Nauri says we're all dudes. Nauri, I need you to come on stream. I need you to surprise the masses. Amelia says say that. Sarah was benching like 115 kg earlier, so they defo tough. Yeah, or female on roids if they are.
That's true.
Fluffy says, no, I know that's why I wrote. Okay. So, Ben says, bruh, not the leaves. Gas Eric says, we don't talk about the leaves. You have to be monetized in order to be. All right, now, Reeby, get it. God, fucking beat me up on my own stream. YouTube mod, shout out, motherfucker.
Jeez, chat's ruthless.
There
today.
We go. Let's start it. The RSBF. The reverse Uno card. Let's go, dude. So global chat this earlier today was actually like really bad.
Was it?
Yeah, we had some BBC jokes. We had the really bad N-word. I mean, dude, it was like right after one after the another.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it that bad in a while.
Yeah. Catchy is here saying, Sensei, you stink. Thank you, Catchy. Don't you have homework to do? Ben, global chat is a lawless land. And are you sure you want to say that there? I know what you're doing. Oh, yeah. Yes, British Broadcast Channel. Were you there for that, Alcool? Was that you as an alt?
Mike, we found him. No.
There it is. This is how we'll end the stream. With Fluffy saying, I missed you. Thank God, Fluffy, because we missed you too. Wolfblood missed you, Zoo. I'm not in Wolfblood, but we miss you.
Yeah, so much has changed.
All right, so we survived an hour. We didn't burn the house down without Crazy Fi here. Again, we'll be seeing him Monday. So best to him and all of the craziness with his carpet and some other stuff. It's just, it's like he sits down, I'm sick. And then he gets hit with a carpet. It's like, it's insane. Anyway, Alec, thank you for hopping in last minute.
Thanks for having me.
You and King Cows are truly dependable. Even though you showed up a minute late, you know, I will call you dependable. And when you do that rebranding, we'll try to have you on so you can talk all about it. I think it'd be really cool.
Sure. Yeah. I'm down.
So anything you want to shout out, anything you want to say before we turn it over to chat and get the heck out of here?
The lower tiers of the leaderboards are going to be interesting to see, like the elites and epics or the rares and whatnot. So that's going to be interesting. But I'm it's going to be a long game. But I'm, like I said, really excited for the bigger guilds, like your friendlies, Babbles, and Wolfbloods and whatnot, to go at it towards the end of the season to really see what kind of XP everybody can get. I think by the end of the 3 months, we're going to see some pretty big numbers. So I think that's what I'm most excited for at the end of the season.
Okay, so like 3 months from now, when we all quit the game,
and
we
basically go play Minecraft. when everybody was clamoring for seasons, and then we got bored of it and we leave.
All right. Well, of course. Thanks for coming on.
Of course.
Chat. Thanks for hanging out with us. YouTube mods. Shout out to all of you for doing great work. I hope if you did something, I just thanks for being here, and thanks to everyone else for being here. Like Nauru was saying, please hit the like button, subscribe if you're new here. Head over to couchguypod.com for more Simple Mill content. Keep playing the game. It's fun. And use Yomu's tool if you don't already. I will see you Saturday at 8:30 a.m. for the coffee stream. So if you're stoked about that as much as I am, we'll have a good time there with Global Chat. And we'll talk about the current state of the game and hang out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Don't forget to check out the Couch Cat Discord as well.
Damn.
Crazy doesn't shoot, or Crazy and Pison don't advertise that enough. Ace and them are always playing it. I need to hop in there.
Yeah, when are you coming back for some COD?
I know. Dude. I need to, this weekend. I will for sure. You guys plan on playing on Saturday?
Yeah, we're playing. I'll be around. Playing this weekend.
So yeah, hop in the Discord. But yeah, I'm excited to. I'm gonna try and join for chat for the coffee stream to see what Ubi's thinking of the new seasons and everything.
Yeah, I guess we will. I guess we'll find it. Hopefully he doesn't forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, his wife is like...
Because that is an Ubi thing.
There's like a couple instances where his wife is like, you have a stream, by the way. So thank you.
That sounds like Ubi. Yeah.
But, all right, we'll see you all later.
Bye, chat.
Peace, friends.